The accounts would let people avoid paying state income taxes on money set aside for health care needs, from new eyeglasses to an operation. Assembly Republican Dean Cofert chairs the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. He calls the accounts a tool to help people make their own health care decisions.
We should be encouraging families to put aside money for their health care needs instead of discouraging it by taxing it.
Democrats argue health savings accounts won't help the uninsured people who need them the most. Madison Representative Mark Pocan says only the well-off will benefit and calls the accounts a band-aid solution to a much bigger problem.
They're not going to address comprehensive health care. They don't address preventive care because you're not going to want to expend your own dollars if you have high minimums. So you're really not taking care of things as you should. And I think ultimately we're really completely ignoring the real health care problems we have.
Democrats also argue the state can't afford the accounts at a time when it faces a $1.5 billion deficit. If approved, it's estimated the accounts would cost the state more than $7 million in taxes over the next 2 years. The proposal must clear the full Assembly and Senate, as well as the governor's desk, to become law. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a similar measure last year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.